everybody. Welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joseph.
Yeah, hello.
Formal for the last episode of season 4, episode 22, Clean Break. Before we get into it, we'll pass the feeling stick around. I'm going to break my own rule, because usually the feeling stick isn't about the episode, but I just don't know where else to put this, that I didn't realize how many amazing memes and quotes came from this episode, really? And how good it is. I just think about the end when I think about this episode, and that's it. And this is a great episode from top to bottom, and I'm really excited about it.
Phenomenal episode.
Joe, do you have a feeling stick?
For this show, no. I mean, it was a clean break, so it means many different things.
It's not Joe Flix yet, though.
Oh, I thought it was Joe Flix.
It's feeling stick?
Oh, feeling stick.
Did you have a feeling stick, Habs?
Yeah, I've got a feeling stick. First of all, I'm just warning everybody right now, I may start crying at some point.
Actually, this episode did make me cry.
If I was writing the Netflix, I would call it the emotional roller coaster episode.
I guess we're going to move to Joe Flix because that's what everyone's doing.
I have a feeling stick.
Okay.
Okay, so this is funny. Okay, there's a movie, it's on Tubi, and it's called Disclosure. It's new. Super dark subject matter, super intense. It's not a comedy in any way. And this politician, like, their life is just like destroyed, his and his wife, and his wife's like losing her mind, so she's like putting out all these candles, and the politician says to her, so whatever her name is, Kathy, you look ridiculous. And she goes, you look ridiculous. And he was all in a suit. So, it was like when Jess said to Prince...
This is a stretch, pal.
No, Jess said to Prince, you're stupid.
Oh.
And I was like, I think they're copying New
Girl. Oh, my God. Joe, why don't you start with your Joe Flix, and then I'll read the Netflix description.
I think a good one for this would be Mugs Out, Buns Out.
Are you all right? Have you been smoking?
No, I don't smoke.
Okay.
Well, you have to watch the episode.
No, I watched the episode, Joe.
I'm going Joe Flix.
I'm not. The Netflix description is, hoping for a fresh start, Schmidt discards mementos of Cece, while Jess and Nick reevaluate their relationship, and Coach decides to move in with May. Very inaccurate description, so I guess I actually will go with Joe Flix, even though I don't like it. Guest stars from this episode include Jack McBrayer as Wally, who's been in a million things, and Regis Philbin.
Oh, love him.
So we open in the loft where Coach is packing. It's his last day with the gang. Jess gives him a gift he's not taking. She gets her feelings hurt. He says he has a system. Clean break, leave things behind. He's had to move a lot. Don't make a big deal out of it. And she's like, okay, I won't, but what if the others do? And we see a lackluster performance by everyone except for Winston.
Oh my gosh, I died.
Dressed as the Statue of Liberty.
That was hilarious. And Jess is in the cat's outfit.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, he was mimicking the opening.
He was.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay.
Live from New York, it's Coach's last day.
Oh, that was so funny. That's like something I would set up.
Yes. So he is teaching everyone, Coach is teaching everyone the system. You throw out all your junk. Everyone's going to try it except for Jess. She's not worried about it. Nick's worried because all his stuff is so great. as everyone breaks up to go try and, you know, handle their system, we find out that Coach and Winston bought Regis Philbin's crepe pan when they woke up in the middle of the night, very drunk, so but excellent decision making for what they now refer to as, quote, Crepe History Month.
And that's a thing, you know, you get drunk. I mean, I don't drink anymore, but you start buying stuff that you don't even need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Winston's like, you have to take this crepe pan with you for the memories. And Coach isn't having it, and Winston is visibly upset.
Oh, yeah. Winnie has a soft heart.
What we missed in there was Jess's cube.
Oh, I love that.
But she keeps going, oh, you're going to want to take this? He's like, nope.
Can you imagine Jess making a cube of yourself?
Well, then someone throwing it in junk I'm not taking.
Oh, he was mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if he didn't want to take it, but wait till she leaves.
Yeah.
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 So she would have never known.
Schmidt, we find, as they find Schmidt's CC box, that has several things in it, including a $5 bill, which Nick tries to take. He's like, ooh, score.
But the flashback didn't make any sense.
It made complete sense.
Because he's like, oh, that's a $5 bill on the first date with Cece.
No, the first day he met Cece.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, I said something stupid. He didn't say that yet.
Oh.
But he said, I said something stupid, and she made me put $5 in the jar, and it was just stupid. And he doesn't tell us what, so we get a little bit of the flashback.
Oh.
So he saved the $5 for the jar from the jar.
Romantic. That he had to put in the jar. Yeah, he took it back out.
That's sweet. I'm just going to back up a little bit, is when Jess has to cancel the horse and carriage.
Yeah, he goes, so she says, the horse and carriage are going to take you to the airport. He goes, we're driving. Now you are.
How can you have a horse and carriage take you to the airport? You can't do that.
For not at LAX.
Not
maybe they're going out of Ontario.
Can you imagine how they'd laugh?
So he says that he's going to get rid of the box. Winston runs in to tell Jess, you know, it's obvious that Schmidt still has feelings for Cece, but he was saying he had to move on because she just wants to be friends. And she says, no, we can't say anything because I promised not to get involved. And he's like, but does she know that Fomit, if you will, broke up? And is she getting our voicemails? We should try again. And that's where we posted this video once before and it went so viral, where he does the voicemail to Cece.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay.
Should I?
You don't remember it in the episode?
No, I didn't write it down.
But he's like, yo, this is your girl, Winnie the Bish, a.k.a. Brown Lightning, a.k.a.
Yes, I do. Okay, yeah. Brown Lightning.
A.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was losing my mind.
And then he takes the phone and throws it.
And then he's like all exhausted from it.
Well, she goes, you're so good. Oh, I was so nervous.
Yes, that's what. Okay, now I got it.
So then we find, someone finds the, Schmidt finds the Associated Strategies mug. And he talks about, like, that place was terrible. Like, he doesn't still work there. That was weird. Yeah. And Nick goes, oh, Jess, it's our sex mug. And everyone's like, ew, what? He's like, it's okay, we're not using it anymore. So it was the mug they put out on the shelf so they know when the other one wanted to hook up since it was hard living with so many roommates. And he says, that's okay, we're not using it anymore, right? Right? And Winston comes out around the corner, wrong! I, Winston Leandre Bishop, saw the mug last week. If I was off my rocker, would I take a weekly selfie with my cat?
There's like 10 selfies on his phone.
Yeah, he goes, not this one, not this one. And I love when he says that about the selfies with his cat, and it goes, oh, Winston. It's so heartfelt.
That Winston is me.
Yeah, you take a lot of pictures of your dog.
It's all I do.
So he zooms into the mug in the background, and everyone starts arguing in front of them. My money's on Jess. My money's on this person. This happened. This happened. And Nick just yells, it was me, fine, and gives Jess kind of a weird look as he stomps off to his room. So Jess goes into Nick's room and says, obviously, I'm the one who put the mug out. Thank you for covering for me. I had a moment of weakness.
Wow.
You watched the episode already.
Yeah, but I forgot that.
Oh,
I
he was
know.
Covering
we,
for
we
Jess.
We did a lot of episodes in the last 2 days.
That's true. So, more on that in a minute, because Schmidt is at the donation box, throws everything in, immediately regrets it, and is trying to get it back, but those boxes are obviously locked, so you can't get stuff back from them. More on that in a minute, because we're back with Winston, who's using the crepe pan, and is like, oh, it's so delicious, oh, this, Coach, and Coach knocks it out of the way, or does something, and another amazing moment, Winston puts his hand to his chest and goes, rude.
Yeah, it is rude.
And then before he storms out, he comes back and he's like, oh, he says, you know, we get it. We're not essential. None of us are essential. You don't remember us. We get it loud and clear. Walks away, but comes back to flip the crepe without looking into his plate because Coach doesn't deserve the crepe.
He doesn't. That was hilarious.
I'm dying to know how many takes that took.
That reminded me of the flapjack day for Smiley.
Oh, when I was throwing.
When you were throwing, yeah.
Oh, that it luckily didn't end bad.
I thought it was going to.
Me too. So Schmidt asks to get the box back from Wally when he comes to do the pickup, and Wally asks, are you Jewish?
Yeah, that was so random.
It wasn't just a pickup. It was, Schmidt dropped it down, and then he regretted it.
Right, right. As I addressed.
And I want to mention that Wally was absolutely hilarious when he was on The Middle.
He's pretty funny and everything.
How did Schmidt know it was Wally?
He had his name was Wally. It's on his shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you do guest stars?
Yeah, I mentioned him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He is Jack McBrayer as Wally.
Oh, okay. I missed that somehow.
So Jess is telling a story. Oh, so Jess goes back into Nick's room because she just wants to address why she put the mug out and what happened. And she says that she was on the couch when Winston had fallen asleep polishing his candelabra. Now, he had given that candelabra to Schmidt.
That's what I thought, too.
But maybe Schmidt wasn't taking good enough care of it.
Yeah, he's like, I'll do it. But, you know, Schmidt's meticulous.
Jess was drinking pink wine. And as we know from a much earlier episode, pink wine makes her slutty.
Yeah.
Which she doesn't say, but if you're a true fan, you know that's implicated there.
Just really quick, I've always wanted to ask this. Is Moscato a wine?
Yeah, it is, right, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Fawn's last name.
And Fawn's last name.
So she says that Nick came in. He just, quote unquote, been working out. He's holding a fan, like, and stretching.
Yeah.
It's in slow-mo. And she goes, damn.
That was, and he's so like, funny.
In my defense, I've been working on my body, mm-hmm. doing my burpees, and then gets stuck on the ground trying to do a burpee and runs out of breath.
Oh, that was funny.
And she's like, well, isn't there anything that I do that makes you want to put the mug out? And he's like, no, clean break. And she gets hurt feelings and kind of rushes out of the room. It was.
Yeah.
But also, they are broken up. So right. What does she want here? Although we saw from the last episode, well, who do you think of when you're old and sitting next to? There's obviously Winston. Something brewing there.
I think they're thinking of Winston and each other, too.
Thinking of, you think they see themselves with Winston? For real?
And themselves.
Oh, I think they were just saying
Winston and each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I understand.
Winston could live in their guest room.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, we're at the donation box, and Wally wants an ID proving that Schmidt is Cece. And he's like, no, those are memories of Cece. They're arguing. Wally thinks that Cece's on the mountain against her will and that Schmidt's crazy. He starts to tackle him for the box, and Wally starts blowing his whistle. We're another classic line where Schmidt yells, Wally, stop blowing your whistle. You're sexually safe. I love he uses his name so much.
Yeah, he does say Wally a lot.
1,000 times.
That's funny. Because, well, maybe because it's a goofy name.
Right.
Ooh, hope no Wallys are listening.
Okay, so we're... at the loft, and Coach now has a bigger suitcase, and he was like, oh, I just had to get rid of my bag, so now I have this big suitcase, but, mm-hmm. and then he hits it, and we hear the pan noise.
Yes.
So we know the pan's in there. He takes the glass grapes that bring the whole loft together.
I know, the loft is going to be lost.
A blanket. Those. Winston's smiling at him, so goofily, so happy. Yeah. And then he takes, Joe, I'm sure you appreciate this, he took the remote to the TV, because it smelled like all their fingers.
Oh.
And because Winston always pushes the info button on accent. He's like, no, I want to know more about the cast and crew.
Oh, that's right.
And I always hit, Kate and I always hit the info button. But Joe, how postal would you go if someone moved out of your house and was like, I have to take this remote with me?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, that means you got to go buy one of those universal remotes
or call and program TV. It. Yeah. Oh,
well, if you have multiple TVs, like one time my kitchen TV... the remote broke, so I just used my living room or my bedroom TV remote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think they only have one TV in the house, though.
It seems like it.
Yeah, there's no TVs in the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So Jess is in her room, and Nick comes in. He's like, I did think about putting out the mug before. I live with my beautiful ex-girlfriend. You live with your beautiful ex-boyfriend. Yes. We're two true beauties. And she's like, so just admit it. You thought about it, which bothers me because... he did admit it already. And he's like, no, you just admit that you want me to want to do it. And then Schmidt bursts in and like, we're in the middle of something. But he doesn't care because he spent $500 getting a $5 bill back. But he and even though he did that, his next impulse is to hand it to Nick to buy a burrito because he wants to move on and have a clean break. And Jess is like, I can't tell you because I promised, but loophole, I could tell Nick Cece is in love with Schmidt.
Yeah, that is a loophole.
So exciting.
Yes.
So Schmidt gets very excited. He decides in the next scene he's going to go to find Cece. He says goodbye to Coach, opens the door to leave, and who's at the door?
Cece!
Cece, about to knock, and he just interrupts her. Oh, I love how when the gang moves out of the way, Nick does his panic moonwalk.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I missed so much.
And he says, are you in love with me? And she kind of stutters, and before she can answer, he says, because I'm in love with you deeply, but I know you just want to be friends, and if I'm doing something that's going to ruin that friendship because I value it so much, please stop me. And she says, no, I'm in love with you. And I started crying.
Me too.
Just a lot. And then he takes out the $5 bill, and he's like, do you remember this? And we see the full scene, where she says, girl, I'm going to marry you someday.
Oh, I died.
And she says, jar.
And I cried so much, too. But I have to ask you, because I know you've watched the episodes many, many times. Mm-hmm. Do you cry every single time you watch
it? No, I never do. Oh, the show's never made me cry except for the series finale makes me sob.
Oh, you sobbed.
Yeah, but oh, it hit me so hard the first time I watched it. So he proposes, and everyone's celebrating too loud. He has them to shut up so they can hear. She says yes. Jess just happens to have a confetti cannon on her.
I know.
Which mirrors the colors of their wedding down the road.
She would.
And she's like, we're engaged.
Yeah.
Then we're outside saying goodbye to Coach. And after that, Jess and Nick are like, we're going to, well, this is like kind of like a montage scene, but we're going to throw the mug away. They throw it away together. And then we find out later that Nick decides to go back for the mug, but it's gone. So he smiles, thinking Jess got it. Jess goes back after him to look for the mug, but it's gone, and she thinks Nick got it. And it's Winston who got it. I guess they made up.
Yeah.
He's with Ferguson.
He gives her the mug.
And he's like, now it's a cat mug.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with us. And at the same time, Schmidt and Cece are in bed together, but he can't stop crying. And then, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. This is what made me cry. It was the full end of the episode where she puts the post-it note on the refrigerator to save the date.
I died. Cried there too.
It's a lot to take in. A beautiful episode
way to end a season.
It is, and a hilarious episode.
I'm just gonna say, did you guys see when Cece says yes and Nick and Coach hug each other?
Yeah, and how Jess is on a stool to hide her pregnancy. Like, well, why would she be like, let me get a stool?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And then I put here, because I was like, oh, she has a confetti can. Mm-hmm. But then I thought maybe it was part of, like, for a skit or something for Coach.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Heather. I was like, okay, maybe that's why she
well
has
played.
It. Thank you. And, and then I also wrote down, I am so grateful that I have Netflix and I don't have to wait for the next season. Because I would be like, I don't want to wait through summer.
As someone who had to do that.
Yeah.
Accurate. Okay, favorite Jess look? I have none for this episode. Joe?
None.
Heather?
Oh, definitely when she came in the cat's jacket and the New York sunglasses. That was adorable. I can't believe you guys didn't like that.
Yeah, I guess I was looking for more traditional outfits.
Yeah. See, I go outside of the box.
Best dressed, I'm giving to Coach because he wore her scarf at the last scene that she knitted him very quickly. Heather?
Samesies, but I had a tie. Mm. Winnie and the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that's a good
one.
I loved how it's sparkly, too.
I know. His little face.
And he's like, oh, we ain't doing this? And he walks away and throws his hands up, like, to no one.
Coach and Nick, Schmidt and Nick are so mean.
Joe, who was your best dressed overall?
Winston with the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
Good choice.
Favorite Schmidt moment. I don't know how any of us are going to have anything other than proposing to Cece, even though You're Sexually Safe is very funny.
Yeah.
Right, Joe? Same.
Well, I don't know. Wally, the whole interaction with Wally was fun, was a funny, maybe not a favorite, but funniest moment.
Okay. Don't know why you're looking at my notes for the answer to that question.
Because I don't know if you said Schmidt's funniest or favorite.
Well, I didn't say Schmidt at all. I just said favorite or funniest.
Oh.
Oh, no, it was. I'm sorry. It was Schmidt moment. No, you're right.
Yeah.
So jar count is one because we have the flashback. We had to put in the $5. And I believe with this, the jar is closed. The jar is referenced and used again, but it's crushed.
Okay. How was Wally able to get the box back, but not Schmidt? Because Schmidt dropped it in.
Wally has the key. Because
he works
man.
There, so he could just open it.
Oh, he's
he
a
was
pickup
like the pickup
man.
Guy. Yeah.
That's why the yellow shirt.
Because with his name, yeah.
I'm sure they have to do that because...
Oh, they do that, yeah.
Well, yeah, because people sometimes throw away the wrong thing. Well, plus they have to get it out.
No, so people don't steal it is why.
Yeah.
They have it locked. Yeah.
And he ends up giving him $500.
Yeah. People will take anything these days.
Except for my old dining room table. I guess that's true. So favorite, funniest moment overall. Mine is when Winston, when they're talking about the jar, and Schmidt's claiming he can't remember what he said to Cece, but it was stupid. And Winston says, quote, probably something chauvinistic that comes from insecurity, but ultimately leads to something endearing. So
cute.
Hevs?
My favorite, but I can't read my writing. My favorite, funniest moment, was... Coach's goodbye, and then just the whole opening was so great. I mean, the ending was great too, obviously, but the opening was hysterical.
Yeah. Joe?
The mug.
Oh, yeah, we're not even talking about that.
Definitely the mug. with all the different references and great, because you kind of think like, oh, this might lead to something.
Yeah.
Right? The way the cello stabilizer did.
Right.
Maybe this was going to lead to something, but mm-hmm. then they just decided to throw it out, and now Ferguson has it with Winston.
Winston doesn't waste a good mug.
Ferguson's like going to town on that milk or water, whatever it is.
Ferguson was, but what in the world was on Winston's wall?
It's the mural from the closet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Honey Roast Award for Best Character Performance in the episode, I am giving to Cece and Schmidt for finally getting together, realizing how they feel about each other, becoming a little more mature. And I also meant to mention when Nick was talking about how you had her and you lost her, you had her, you lost her again. And Schmidt goes, who are you clarifying this for? Joe, Honey Roast.
Well, I think the anticipation of what's next, it will get the honey roast.
Oh, okay. So that save the date, if you will.
Because I think the biggest question is, right now everyone's asking, will it be a Jewish wedding or an Indian wedding?
I don't think anyone's
will
asking
Will it be
that.
An elopement? Or will... No, you know it wouldn't be an elopement.
I think the bigger conflict is Jewish or Indian, because those are two different things.
Totally.
Like, we saw a Jewish wedding already in this show and an Indian wedding in this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Good call.
So they're way different things. And then is Cece's parents going to accept Schmidt?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how about Schmidt's mom and Cece? How's that going to go?
A lot of acceptance that has to happen.
And it's just exciting. Because weddings, to me, that's my favorite, except for Thanksgiving episodes. Mm-hmm. I love weddings.
Heather, did you give your honey rose?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Regis.
Ah.
And if I had an object, it would be the Jess box.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Zero bears for this episode. And that brings us to discussion questions. I do not have any for this week, Joe. Do you have the discussion question?
I guess.
Because he's always like, the only discussion question is.
Yeah.
I guess. And Heather kind of answered this, because I've moved so many times. But is there one thing you always take or will take? Say you did move. What is the one thing that always go with you place to place? Like, for me, it's the barbecue plate.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's always going with me. And usually my Raider stuff. And, like, pictures of my great aunts. Like family pictures that you really, truly cherish.
Yeah.
So, because that's what we saw in this, was like, okay, I'm moving, I'm going to take this.
Right.
And then Nick talked about, well, I have everything that's great, so I just take everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what is that one thing that if you moved, like, oh, I got to have this, even though it might not even go with your new house or...
Right, like a sentimental object. Yeah. Okay.
What is that one thing?
I'm a bit of a hoarder, so... I still have, like, a box of Caden's baby clothes.
You're always cleaning out.
I am, because I'm a hoarder and I'm aware of it. So I try to clean out. So
I'm looking at a picture right now that was from 20 years or 16
years ago.
Yeah, I'm
not going to throw away pictures of our kids.
Yeah.
That's mean.
In a firefighter suit.
That picture won an award.
I know.
That's a really good question, but it's kind of a hard one for me, because I've only moved, like, literally only twice in my life. Yeah. I've lived in my house now for 21 years.
But think if you're moving tomorrow.
I know.
Like,
right.
Like, what's the one thing that... It could just... And it could be in general. Like, family... You could have 10 favorite family pictures.
Oh, I know.
Where my family picture would go.
Yeah.
I would take my photo albums.
Yeah.
But one thing... This is really weird. I got a job at Gatorade, mm-hmm. so I cut out it was a tiny little newspaper in the classifieds. I just cut it out, and it just traveled with me, because I moved, and then it was there, and then I moved, and it was still in my office. I'm like, is this false?
Can't get
it was
rid of
weird.
It.
Yeah. What is it?
A clipping from the newspaper about the job.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean that you applied for? I actually, so random things that I've hung on to is this bench right here. So when I married Joe, that bench was already in his house.
Yeah.
So it's actually, I stole it from Joe. Sorry about that. With his permission. And when we had our garage sale after we had been divorced and Joe was moving to the mountains, and I had already moved to Redlands. And so we're like, okay, we'll have a garage sale together and we'll split. Like, well, I think you ended up actually giving me all the money, but we're going to split whatever money we made. And Joe had started a now defunct barbecue
sauce
business. And so he was all excited because he's like, oh, watch. With every sale, someone could get a thing of barbecue sauce. And I was like, that's great marketing, but we didn't do like a radio ad, so they're not going to know till they're here. So I feel like that's unnecessary. But he needed to move the sauce. Well, tell them. Because the sauce was on sale.
They'll buy something.
Yeah, so yeah. He's like, he's moving a lot of sauce, getting no money from it. He's super excited. And then there's a couple things that were like inside our house that was too hard to move. I was like, oh yeah, there's a table and chair. Because our neighborhood was very like, if you had a garage sale, people came. Because yeah. It was a nice neighborhood.
The nicer the neighborhood, the more people you're
yeah.
Get.
So we would take people to the backyard and be like, okay, you could buy this table and chairs. So this man and woman came and they bought all of our tables and chairs, like the dining room table, our outside patio table.
Well, some people are like professional.
I think it was weird. It just moved a lot of the big furniture.
Nice.
And so Joe's like running around frantically. He has the hair that I've mentioned before. When it would get stressful, the 66ers, you could tell because his hair would be all disheveled. He has very short hair, so it's hard to dishevel, but he'd do it. And he's like running. He's running. All of a sudden, I see him walking out carrying this beautiful wood bench.
Oh, Joe!
That was not on our list of things to sell. And he's carrying it out. And I go, Joe, we already decided what we were and weren't selling. What are you doing? We're running out of merchandise. And I was like, I will take it. That's mine. Because I was so upset he was going to sell it. And so it went to storage. And then it went to my apartment. And then it went to this house in here. It's never matched any of my furniture. It continues to not match my furniture.
It's a nice bench.
And I was talking. I just got a new dining room table. And I said to my mom, like, oh, it's not going to match the bench. And my daughter goes, oh, are you getting rid of the bench? And I was like, oh,
she wanted the bench.
I guess so. I was like, over my dead body, I'll paint it and it'll match. Like, that bench and I have a very close relationship. No, Joe doesn't even know where he got it. He tried to sell it to strangers.
Yeah. Joe is the king of marketing.
Yeah.
I have a picture of you at our the garage sale we had when you lived at your house. Uh-huh. And you're like... setting up one of my old Gatorade stands to put merchandise.
Oh, yeah. He'll, he'll get mad if it wasn't, like, laid out correctly.
Yes.
He's like, you got to put the good stuff in the front. And I'm like, Joe, just put the stuff out. They're going to buy it or they're not. We're not Nordstrom.
It's like I tell my kids now. No one's going to buy the last cone in the waffle holder.
You think it's old.
Yeah.
You got it. When it's full, we sell the heck out of waffle cones. When it's empty and there's that one cone left, it'll sit there for days. It was the same thing with our yard sale. We're running out of our big stuff, and nobody's going to come if you have, two big wheels in the driveway.
But you can't sell stuff that you want to keep do that.
Oh, we better find more stuff.
Then you go in your house, and you're like, oh, no.
No, then I caught him in there again. like, looking around all weird, like, trying to find more stuff.
Well, cash is tempting. But when we had our
garage sale... Why are you laughing so hard at yourself?
That's funny.
I laugh at myself, too. But it was funny, like, my marketing stunt for our garage sale was I made garage sale cash.
Cash.
Do you have a discussion question, Hems?
And I used Cassidy's toy cash register.
No, you used that because you can't do math.
It was hilarious.
No, we had to get that out because you couldn't give change correctly. You needed something to do math on.
It's funny.
And it's Caden's cash register.
It's funny.
Oh.
I
still have that cash register.
Didn't look very professional.
No. Did you have a discussion question?
Yes, I do. Have you ever had like a box of something from a relationship?
No, I didn't think that was a thing people really did, but they did it on Gilmore Girls. They did it on this
show.
Everybody
does that.
No, I don't think that's true. I might have things, but I don't have a whole box.
I use a box.
You mean
like when you break up with someone, the CC box.
The box that Schmidt had?
Yeah,
like a box like that.
Oh.
I mean, probably not now,
like, did you keep the balloons
life
that we blew up together at that first party?
No, those would be deflated by now.
Yes, Joe.
I'm just, thinking.
Oh, my God. I didn't think you were walking around with a balloon bouquet for the last 25 years. I hadn't noticed.
Oh, Joe.
But no, I don't, you know, it's kind of weird because you hold your closest memories to your heart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And yours is not that bench.
I'm not a big physical, like, knick-knacky guy.
Right.
Like, yeah. All my memories are in my heart or in my head.
Oh, God, your head. You're going to forget them.
In your phone.
In my phone.
Yeah.
But I don't really take a lot of pictures, but I got Jill's mom for that.
Yeah. and I tag you in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
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 So you don't have a breakup box then.
And... No, because I think it would just make you sad.
Yeah. Or you wouldn't be able to stop looking at it, which was my issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't want to be sad. You want to think of them in nice, you know, nice ways.
Remember the, yeah.
Like, yeah, like when people want to remember, you know, people that passed away.
Right.
You don't remember a picture, say, in a hospital bed or,
right.
You know, on their deterioration. You want to remember them for the good time.
And then you have to be careful, too, like... Not to make it like a picture of that person everywhere, which I've done, and then it makes you like more sad.
Yeah.
So it's like some, but you have to balance.
Where it's like a shrine, but then it doesn't turn into a shrine. It turns into a, you know, self-wallowing.
Like a depressing, your home is depressing. And I did that.
Even though that wasn't your intention.
Right. You think, oh, this is going to comfort me.
Yeah.
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 Do you have another question, pal?
Well, can I answer? Yes, I did. Like for every boyfriend I had, but because back in that day, people wrote each other letters.
Yeah, it was more physical stuff.
Yeah, there was more, and then like any gifts they gave me, and this one guy, he gave me a heart necklace, and I knew it wasn't going to work out, and so I was at work. Oh my, I was such a dork, and I was at work, and then I was like, I am removing the necklace. And my coworkers were like, no, don't do it. And then they're like, you're going to do it. And I took it off.
Yeah.
And I put it in the box.
That's crazy.
I know. But now I don't have the boxes. Obviously, I threw them away. Uh-huh. But the thing is, like, when I was 20, I had this huge... No, I'm sorry. When I was 28, this... No, I was 20... Yeah, I was 28. I had a crush on this guy at the gym. I've told you guys about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was really crazy about him. And I had, like, his CD from his band that he gave me.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And so, and like... The sports pages I would read to make him like me.
We remember,
Or whatever. I had this box. And, my so-called friend went into the weight room and she was like, I'm sick of hearing Heather talk about you. Do you like her or not? And he's like, I just like her as a friend. And she took such joy in telling me that. It was weird. But anyway,
So you had a box of a person who you never dated?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I wanted to. It was like, so then I was 28 and I gave my friend the box. And told her to keep it because it was too emotional.
Wow, it's kind of like in Clueless.
Well, today...
Clueless.
The movie.
In today's world, the kids just, like, erase all their pictures of you.
On social. Yeah, we've discussed that before.
Yeah, because they're like, well, that's not my boyfriend no more. All of a sudden, they disappear.
Well, yeah, because then it looks like you're still dating that guy.
And then people go, oh, they must have broke up because it's gone.
Yeah, like with celebrities.
And now it's turning into the world of sports because people that, like, quarterbacks that don't want to play with their team no more or players... They scrub all their team stuff off of there and people freak out.
They do.
Like, yeah, like the quarterback of the Cardinals Kyler Murray. And he scrubbed everything Cardinals. Because, you know, the athletes are, they're the brand for the football team as well as themselves.
You know
what I'm saying? So when they get mad at the team, they're like, well, I'm just going to promote my brand, Kyler Murray, the quarterback, and not the team. And then it gets into, all these discussions on the news. And it's like, people. You know, and then at the end of the day, he's like, no, I just want to put something different out.
Yeah.
So he put his vacations in Hawaii.
Oh, he did.
Which is totally normal, right?
Right,
if you went to Hawaii, you would
post pictures.
Everyone read into everything. Like, he wants to be traded. He doesn't like Arizona no more.
Right.
It's like, dude, I'm going to win all kinds of Super Bowls in Arizona. I'm good. I just want to put up my pictures of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, I know, too, like... I kind of suspected this girl and her fiance broke up, so I immediately went to her page to see.
That's how
you tell. But I take it one step further. I mean, I haven't been in a relationship since social media existed, but once I stop being friends with someone, I will take their pictures out of my social media. Unless I really like the picture of myself.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, this one gets
it. Not that big a deal,
man. One time I used the edit and I cut someone out.
Do people do that all the time?
Oh, I thought I
Were you cropped it. The picture, you mean?
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, well, that concludes our episode for this week. We'll see you next time where, I don't know, I guess we'll do a recap episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll discuss it, and then we'll be on season 5. So the fun's almost over, guys. Unless, I'm hoping by the time we're wrapping the podcast, they will be doing a revival.
Hope so.
And then we'll be able to be like, oh, like news on the revival. And then, oh, let's discuss the revival episode. So
that would give us a lot of content.
Fingers crossed, guys. Yeah. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to go eat a crepe because now I'm craving them.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.